Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim McDonnell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McDonald settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McDonald. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards third. Christman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Christman. McDonald moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts for an out with unknown description. McDonald moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDonald scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Haworth and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Lob strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDonald hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Boudreau scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Rocco scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath is walked intentionally. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDonald hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Christman moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Burns now playing left field. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball towards right. Lobbs catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDonnell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs strikes out. 1 out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.